Well, I spent almost a month in Jakarta, Indonesia. This is, of course, where Obama lived after his mother took him there in 1967. He was 6 years old. The minute I arrived in Jakarta, it was quite clear that I was being followed around. The U.S. Embassy in Jakarta is in total cover-up mode on behalf of Obama. When I was in Indonesia last year, a movie was produced based on a book called Little Obama. And this book and the movie was funded by the United States government. But when the movie was first produced, it was screened by the U.S. ambassador and the embassy staff, the CIA's political officer at the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta. And they demanded that two scenes be removed from that movie when Obama was there as a kid. One was his pledge of allegiance to the Indonesian flag and his singing the national anthem of Indonesia in Indonesian, I would add, and also his praying in a Muslim chapel at the Menteng Elementary School.
There's a crime been committed there, and the investigators, Sheriff Arpaio's office, are specifying the crime. They're looking at suspects. People got to remember, this is a criminal investigation. That press conference charged the crimes that had been committed and Obama's identity documents. Sheriff Arpaio's investigation.
E-Verify flags Obama's social security number out of Connecticut as probably fraudulent. It's been admitted that he did not live in Connecticut and should not have been issued one. We know his mother worked for the CIA.